David Nunes is on the call, so I know we have one major Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, so congratulations to all the Buccaneer fans and for you guys up in Chicagoland area that are probably Packer fans. Try to get them next year, just like the Saints. And I imagine that most of the Bills fans are drowning themselves in a couple of drinks right now. It doesn't look like they're going to make it. But, again, I want to welcome everybody to tonight's Business Builder call. If you have not been following the series, this is the third call in a four-week series, and next Sunday on the Business Builder call will be the final call. I don't have time to go over the other calls, but if you go to topambitleaders.com, topambitleaders.com, and you click on training, and then you click on Sunday Night Business Builder calls, you'll see the calls. Now, we did have one call after simulcast where we had Daryl Starkweather on, so the 2 weeks before simulcast weekend, and you'll get the first two calls. But we talked about forming a mission statement and how important a mission statement is, and we've also talked about goals and, you know, how to focus in on goals, and, you know, it kind of becomes semantics with what you call things. You know, I'm not a big person for goals. A lot of people call them New Year's resolutions, and then you set goals around the New Year's resolutions or whatever. But if somebody truly, truly wants to change, you know, and if you're in this business, even though you might not realize it yet, you want to change, because if you were the person that you wanted to be, you know, particularly in these calls, by the way, except for tonight's call, is kind of the spectrum of your life, you know, whether we're talking about your spiritual life, your relationships with people in and around your life, whether we're talking about your work life, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking, you know, not just ambit energy here. And what I believe has to happen is that there needs to be a transformation that occurs. And a transformation is not a short-term thing. It's not even a one-year thing. So when somebody does their New Year's resolutions, it's something that they want to try to have happen in the current year, which is obviously 2021, and they'll go back and they'll reflect on, you know, last year, and, you know, they wanted to lose weight, but they actually gained weight, or maybe they lost less weight than they wanted. You know, they wanted to quit smoking, but they haven't quit smoking. They want to quit drinking Diet Coke or change this or change that or whatever it may be. Maybe it's a year that they were going to get the promotion at work. But typically what happens is if you go back a year, you know, you look at where you were in the beginning of 2020, and, of course, we're talking pre-pandemic, and, you know, a lot of things changed for a lot of people, and you look at what did I achieve in the way of goals, you know, and you can look at the financial side, you know, which ambient energy is a piece of that side of it for you, and then go back to 2019, you know, and 2018 and 2017, and typically what you'll find, not with everybody, but you'll see temporary improvement. Like maybe in 2018, you know, was a good weight loss year for you, so you lost weight, and, you know, you're really on top of it, and you started exercising more, but then you had a job change and a personal relationship change or whatever happened. In 2018, you put the weight back on, or maybe even more weight, or 19, whatever the next year was, you put on more weight, and then, you know, you got that seesaw effect. So, you know, how do you transform so that when you know you want to lose weight, and I just use that as an example, by the way, because it's one that most people can identify with. How do you transform that so that you do that on a permanent basis, you know, from this day forward, for the rest of your life? You know, you start to get into shape, you're doing the workouts, you're doing your cardio, you're doing the things you have to do to be healthy. You know, how do you do that? And then how do you gain financial strength? What are the behavioral patterns that have to occur in your life that have to transform? Not a temporary change, which is kind of what I equate goals to, you know, particularly New Year's resolution type goals. It's like, oh, it's going to happen this year. Well, you know, unless I'm missing something, you want to change the way that you look at money and the way you are financially for the rest of your life. You know, yeah, you want to make more money this year, but you know, don't you want to become financially independent? Not going to happen for most people in 2021. Why? Because they've got a bad track record of how they've handled their finances, you know. Not everybody, you know, we have people that are independently wealthy on this call outside of Ambit Energy. I know a couple of them, you know, so they've done well with their finances. They've made some transformation in their life. They've applied some disciplines within their life that allowed them to do that. So, you know, what we talked about in the first couple of weeks is, you know, setting a mission statement and everything that you do, whether you call it goals, New Year's resolutions, transformation, whatever you do has to align with that, you know. So, you know, maybe part of your mission statement, you know, is tied into your spiritual beliefs that, you know, that I'm going to create a better world, blah, 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 you know, under, you know, in while adhering to my Christianity or Judaism or, you know, whatever it may be. Well, going out and stealing something or going out and robbing a bank or, you know, going out and doing something like that, you know, embezzling from work doesn't flow underneath that mission statement, obviously. So everything's got to flow up underneath that mission statement. And so we talked about transformation. We talked about some things. And again, you can go back and listen to those first couple of weeks of calls. But tonight's call, I wanted to focus on Ambit Energy. And again, if you can grab a piece of paper and pencil or pen real quick, that may be helpful. And this is what I want you to do with that paper, pen or pencil. It's not necessary. You can follow that, follow this in your head. And I'm talking in generality, okay? So we're going to talk about daily routine, your personal daily schedule. So what I want you to record is your schedule, not what I say on this call. I'm going to give you my schedule, okay, just to kind of as an example. But what you want to record on your piece of paper or in your mind is your schedule. And you know, once you get the exercise, you can, you know, reproduce this later very, very easily. So what I want you to start with is, what time do you typically go to bed? And you're saying, well, you know, on weekdays, Brian, I go to bed at 9 o'clock, and on the weekends, I set up at 11 o'clock. You know, this is an exercise. It's not, it doesn't have to be exact. Pick the time that is kind of the average time you go to bed, okay? So for me, well, it's about 10:30 at night, okay? Sometimes 10, sometimes 11, sometimes 9 if I'm, you know, this morning yesterday I drove all day and about 12, 14 hours in the car. So, you know, when I got home last night at 8:30 in the evening, I was in bed. But pick the average time you go to bed. Then I want you to pick the time that you, on average, you wake up. So in my case, 10 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Okay, so I go to bed at 10 o'clock, I go to bed at 7 o'clock. I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, and we're going to make a 24-hour circle back to 10 o'clock at night, and I wake up at 7 in the morning. Okay, so it is what it is for you. So when you look at that block of time, you need your sleep, you know, and in fact, you know, as you go through this exercise, where does my time go? Okay, and you're not going to complete the exercise on this phone call. I'm just kind of giving you a feel for it. Where does my time go? And then how do I free up more of that time? You know, how do I free up more of that time to put towards my Ambit Energy business? You know, if you ever want to solve a problem, the absolute number one thing you have to do is recognize that you have a problem. And what we all have an issue over, you can call it a problem or whatever, but one of the solutions that we want to come up with is, how do I free up more of my time? You know, how do I free up more of my time? Well, the thing, you just don't think about it. I mean, you just kind of go along in life and you just never seem to have time for Ambit Energy, or you never seem to have time for this or have time for that. So what you want to do is you want to go through this formal exercise. So for me personally, go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, go wake up at 7 in the morning, okay? Nothing's going to change during that time. You know, I can't think of one thing that would be useful for me to wake up at 3 in the morning and do this for an hour. or do this for 30 minutes or whatever. Now, you're going to get up and go to the bathroom, particularly at my age, but, you know, I know Walter Hughes is laughing too. You probably say, "Way, Walter," but anyway, but that's sleep time. Okay. So you can put a big circle around it, a big X through it or whatever. But in other words, that's kind of sacred time. There's no change that's going to occur in that time frame. Okay? So I wake up at 7, and I take a shower. I make a concoction mix with, you know, fruits and greens and different stuff in it. Okay? And I've got my, and that's when I take my vitamins. And so I've, you know, got my little routine in the morning. So let's just say that takes me about an hour. Okay, so from 7, again, I'm just using myself as an example, from 7 in the morning till 8 in the morning, just write down preparation for the day, and then as you drill down on it, you can start to look at it in 10 or 15 minute increments. So I've got that hour there. It takes me X amount for my shower, X amount to make the shake, X amount to consume my vitamins, X amount to do this or that or whatever. Well, maybe, you know, if it's taking me an hour now, maybe if I'm a little bit more efficient and, you know, I look at my behavior pattern and I say, well, you know, I do turn on the news and I usually get wrapped up in 15 or 20 minutes of the news. Well, now that's a behavior pattern. Well, I just found 15 or 20 minutes. Don't turn on the news. You know, now I want to take my shakes. I want to take my vitamins. That's going to take time at some point in the day. So if that's when I'm used to taking it, there's no need in changing it. You know, if it takes 30 minutes in the morning, it's going to take 30 minutes in the evening or at noon or at some point in my day. That's important to me and my health. Maybe for you, or maybe you get up early and you go to the gym for an hour. You know, or maybe you have a exercise routine, or you walk around the block or something like that. So what you're going to do is from the time you wake up, you're going to start to incrementally figure out what you do. Okay? So 7 to 8, now I'm going to make pretend, this is obviously not the case, you know, I'm going to make pretend that I have a job. So from 7 to 8, I'm doing my vitamins and the this and the that and everything. 8 o'clock, I'm in the car. 8:30, I'm at work. Well, I can't change 8 to 8:30. I've got to drive to work, okay? Now, that could change a little bit on the weekend, and when you really fine-tune this, you can go, okay, this is my Monday through Friday schedule, particularly if you have a Monday through Friday type job, and here's my weekend schedule. So even though we're not trying tonight to do this entire exercise, I'm trying to give you a feel for it. When you really sit down and do the exercise, you'll want to do one for Saturday. You'll want to do one for Sunday. You know, maybe you go to church on Sunday or synagogue on Saturday or whatever it may be. You know, that's probably pretty sacred time that's pretty important to you, and you're going to want to exit out. But let's just follow this day. So I'm driving to work from 8 to 8:30. I go from 8:30 until 5 in the afternoon. I have the type of work where I can't do anything with ambient energy at work, okay? It's just, you know, I'm busy and that's just wouldn't be kosher or whatever. But I do have an hour for lunch. And so what do I do for lunch? Well, twice a week I go out with the people in the office and we go out to over here and then, you know, I do this, I do that. You know, what about leaving the office building? So you got an hour there, but it didn't take you an hour to eat. You know, you're going to go to the bathroom, you know, so maybe you can consolidate that hour that you have for lunch where you don't work in, but to half an hour, go down to your call and make calls for half an hour. And again, I'm just giving you the examples. I'm not telling you what to do. So now all of a sudden you found an hour period of your time. What we're talking about right now is lunch at work. Where you can take 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Now, your situation may be, you know, and none of this is a suggestion, by the way. I'm just trying to give you a feel for how you can take this exercise because what you want to do is if you want to raise your income, you need to take the number of hours that you're investing in this business called Ambit Energy that, you know, you own and operate your own sales and marketing company. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. You've got to find productive time to invest in that business. It's not going to happen by wiggling your nose. So maybe you found some time at lunch or whatever. 5 o'clock, you leave. Okay, so that whole work time, there's no additional available time there except for maybe you've identified a few minutes at lunchtime. And then from 5 to 5:30, you drive home. Well, what do you do when you drive home? Well, I usually call a friend and catch up, or I listen to music, or, you know, I'm so frustrated at work, it's just the time for me to decompress and quit, you know, being the Tasmanian devil. So I've got, you know, feel halfway decent mentally when I get home to the family. You know, whatever it is. Well, during that 30 minutes in your current behavior time, you're not building Ambit Energy. What if you made calls and encouraged people to take a look, or you did follow-up calls with your organization, or before simulcast, you're making sure people are registered, or what have you. So maybe there's a little window there, drive time to and from work, whatever. I get home, okay? So I get home at 5:30. What do I do? Well, the first thing I do is I get with Johnny because he's not good in math, and I've got to help him with his math homework, or at least check in on the math homework. That's something you don't want to change. You don't want to quit helping your son or your daughter with their math homework to free up time for Ambit Energy. So, again, you've got these sacred times. You've got work time. You've got sleep time. You've got homework time with your children. You've got meal time, you know, with your family. You've got time. So then you look at your evening and probably, you know, and again, if you get really specific about this, for guys, for example, maybe Monday night, you watch Monday night football during the football season. You know, maybe you watch it every single week. You know, well, there's a chunk of 3 or 3.5 hours you could go work your Ambit Energy business. Okay, now you have to make that choice. Am I going to transform the way that I am? Change the way that I am, okay, and become something else. So basically, am I willing to trade the 3.5 hours that I'm watching Monday night football to a 3.5 hour investment in my Ambit Energy business? And then what's that change in investment? Of course, that's just one day a week, or maybe you watch Thursday night football too. I don't know. But you start to analyze this, and all of a sudden on Monday night, okay, you found 3.5 hours, and, you know, but you take your nights, okay, and you go through, and I'm not suggesting that, okay, in my example, I go to bed at 10 o'clock. Well, let me go to bed at 11 o'clock because it's still 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and I can work my Ambit organization out there, and time zones do play into this somewhat, particularly if you've got something going on in California. And so basically, you know, hopefully you've taken some notes here and just kind of identified at a high level just kind of a standard day for you. Now, what you can do is you can, when you get off of this call, and let me tell you something before I tell you what you need to do for your homework assignment. This is the way this works. About 90%, 95%, because most of the people on this call are pretty dedicated to Ambit, are going to go, yeah, I'm going to do that. And you come to next Sunday's call, and I'll be shocked and amazed, and we'll never know, and we're not going to, no way we can check, but I'll be shocked and amazed if 50% of you do the exercise at all. And less than 10% of you are really going to drill down and find specific pockets on specific days so that you can identify when to do your Ambit Energy business. Because the next shoe that falls is once you identify the times, you're in a routine. You're in a habit cycle, okay? You're used to, when you drive home in that half an hour, you're used to listening to music. You're used to listening to book on tape. You're used to, you know, calling your buddy and talking about fantasy football, or talking to your girlfriend about how excited you are that you're coming over to watch The Bachelorette that night, or Dancing with the Stars. And I know all that happens on Monday night, not because I watch, because my wife gets together with her girlfriends on Monday night, and they do that. They have a great time. So maybe some of y'all have a poker game. Maybe some of y'all have a bonko game or a bridge game or something like that. You know, when I got involved in Ambit Energy, what I personally did is I quit watching sports pretty much altogether. I mean, I used to watch every LSU football game. Y'all know I'm a huge LSU fan. And George Jenkins is on the call, huge Gator fan. Everybody's got their things that they're fans of. Back when I started Ambit, you know, huge Saints fan. I'm not big on the NFL these days, but huge Saints fan. I had season tickets to the Saints, so I took up X number of days because I had to go from when I would go to the game, I had to go from Austin to New Orleans and all that took time. So as you're going and doing things, and I'm not saying that you quit all your recreational activities or you quit all the get-togethers with your friends or you don't ever watch football or basketball or baseball again, or you never quit playing, you know, bonko with the crew, or, you know, bike riding with your friends. I'm not saying you got to change anything. I'm not advocating that. What I'm saying is that you have a number of hours that you work Ambit Energy every single week, okay? And for a lot of you, that has dwindled down because of the pandemic and the excuse, I don't know, you know, how to build it. You know, I used to go to the meeting every week, but we don't have meetings anymore. I used to do it in home once or twice a week, but, you know, no one will come to those, and so we can't do that anymore. And so you'll use different excuses as to why you're not putting as many hours into your Ambit Energy business as you once did. Or it could be you're just perfect at technology and know Zoom and know all that inside now. But, you know, you just have slowed down, you know, the for whatever the reasons are. What this exercise will do for you, if you'll do it, and it's going to take time, it's going to take several hours to really bet it out and do it right. What it'll do for you is it'll identify the hours that you have, because I can guarantee everybody one thing, 100% guarantee, no one would argue with me if I opened up the lines. Everybody on this call has 24 hours in a day. Let me say it again. Think about it. Everybody on this call has 24 hours in a day. Okay? It's what you do with those 24 hours. And again, you got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to go to work, keep the income coming in, you got to fill up with gasoline so you get to and from work, you got to keep your car repaired, so you got to get those tires changed when that time comes. You know, you got to spend time with your family, you got to go grocery shopping, you got to do whatever. But if you identify in a micro way, in other words, almost to the minute, you know, well, there's one day a week I go grocery shopping and that takes me an hour and a half. Okay. Well, do you have a spouse or do you have a adult child or do you have somebody that could take your grocery list, even though you may enjoy it, and go do your grocery shopping for you? You may or may not, but you may be able to find time there. So if you drill down on a micro level, what you'll find is you'll free up hours upon hours upon hours of time if you prioritize Ambit Energy up in the things. And, I've always said keep your God first, your family second, and then move Ambit Energy up to on the list. So don't sacrifice your God and your spiritual life. Don't sacrifice your family. Don't quit going to the ball games. That's important to your kids. This season's not coming around again, okay? But then move Ambit Energy up. What's everything else that you do? Watching television. You know, you think about it. You know, yeah, you enjoy some shows, and I'm not saying it's not relaxation to watch some television, but there's people that spend hours upon hours upon hours upon hours, you know, watching television, or hours every week playing a poker game or doing bonko, or hours a week riding a bike. Maybe instead of riding a bike 6 hours a week, you could still get the exercise and the fulfillment you want and need from that by riding a bike 4 hours a week. You just freed up 2 hours. You didn't really compromise your health. You got the exercise in that you wanted. You got the enjoyment of being out on your bike and being with your friends. If you have a group that you ride bikes with, again, everybody's life's different. All the activities are different. But what you'll find is if you feel like you only have 3 hours or 5 hours a week to give to ambient energy, all of a sudden you'll find 15 or 20 if, you know, or maybe even more. I mean, some people have done this exercise, come back to me, said, Brian, I found 30 hours a week. I couldn't believe it. It's just because your time just kind of withers away. You don't really think about it. It's like, oh, yeah, no. You know, so the first thing, if you want to make a transformation financially and you believe that ambient energy is the vehicle to get you there, the financial vehicle, you know, and again, you own and operate your own business, you chose ambient energy to drive revenue to it, and the way that you drive revenue, you build that business, is you show the plan. And what I'll tell you is that the pace of your organization will go at your pace. You know, when I started the business, I left early. I'm talking 4 a.m. on Monday morning. And depending on what was going on in the way in homes and what was available and what the weekend held, I'd come home on Saturday or late Friday night, sometimes Friday afternoon. If, you know, I was working up in Southlake, Texas, and Southlake Carroll is one of the premier football programs. So we were doing a lot of in-homes in Southlake. And if Southlake Carroll was playing at home on Friday night, you weren't doing an in-home. I mean, you know, or if you were, instead of having 15 people there, you're lucky if you had 3 people there. Because everybody, tens of thousands of people go to those football games, you know. And so depending on what was going on, and I would wake up, crack it on or earlier, depending on when the sun rose, you know, get up, get my shower, meet somebody for breakfast, do a couple of two-on-ones or one-on-ones, you know, up until lunch, try to have a lunch meeting, do a lunch meeting, then, you know, do a couple of 3 one-on-ones, two-on-ones, and do an in-home that night. And then do the meeting after the meeting to build the relationships to only wake up to do it the next morning. Now, that's not the routine that everybody on this call could do. It's not even the routine you could do if you had the time to do it and the ability to do it because of the pandemic. So I just use that as an example. There's a reason my income is what it is because I did that for years. Okay, I did that for years. And so there was a compound effect, and my group, certain leaders rose up and, you know, they did the same thing. Well, Brian's doing this and I want to be successful like him. So they did what I did. So if you're lollygagging around and showing up every once in a while and putting a couple hours in this week and no hours next week and no hours the next week and 3 or 4 hours the next week, guess what your group's going to do? You know, when you're talking to people in your group, you want to be telling them, yeah, you know, did a Zoom meeting, you know, after I got home from work, you know, I sent you an invite on it, John, and you had several people on that. Then I, you know, was doing follow-up calls after the Zoom meeting with 3 or 4 people. And then I had one of the new guests that actually joined after the Zoom meeting. I'm doing a Zoom meeting that he's organizing tomorrow night, you know, or I went and smiled and dialed and, you know, got Mary some customers, and one of those customers, you know, we converted into consultant. And, you know, you've got to be telling success stories, but success stories only happen if you're committed out there doing something. You know, if you're thinking about it or talking about, yeah, I used to do this and I used to do that, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, they're going to never get around to yes to used to doing this or used to doing that because they're not going to do anything. So the leader sets the pace, and your group's going to do what you do. Now, some of you on this call going, well, I don't have a group. Well, that can be a blessing, actually, because most of you that do have a group, your group's not working. And so what you try to do is you try to go back and resurrect the dead. Oh, I got Mary over here. She's the number one salesperson at the GMC car dealership. She knows everybody in town. And, you know, a year ago or so, she was blowing and going and making good checks and everything. And then, you know, she and her husband had some issues. And so, you know, that kind of set her back. And then the pandemic hit. And I'm going to call her and try to get her going again, you know. And then, oh, and she had this other guy, and he was really good. You know, he was a top salesman for that paper company. And I'm going to get her to get me back in touch with them. And so you start thinking about how to go and resurrect the old crew. You know, I'm not saying that that can't be productive, because it can be. But if you think that that's going to build momentum into your business, it's not. You know, what it could help is it could help, you know, get some momentum going. But your momentum is going to come from the new people that are going to see the new you. Okay? So what we're talking about here is making a transformation in your commitment to Ambit Energy. Now, and this is real, okay? So I don't want you to think that I'm sloughing this off as not important. Some people on this call, maybe even the majority of people on this call, I don't know, we're used to building the meetings with a combination of hotel meetings, regional training events, local training events, you know, Saturday morning, get the group together, training events, building vision boards, doing in-home meetings, you know, all the types of things that you may or may not have done in the business that required personal interaction, you know, 6-foot distancing. Yeah, I mean, can you do a vision board meeting today? Absolutely. Just a little bit different format. And some people aren't going to be comfortable coming at all. Some people are going to want to wear a mask the entire time they're there. Some people are going to want to do the 6-foot distancing thing. So, you know, and all that's good. You can do it. You just have to do it differently. So, you know, there's, you know, unless you're living on another planet, this pandemic is real, and how people feel about it is real. I mean, there are people that are definitely dying. You know, there's people that are, you know, because they have underlying medical issues, you know, like, you know, I've got some, Betsy has some respiratory issues, nothing serious, but they could become a lot more serious if she were to get COVID. Okay. So, you know, what we do because of our specific health is different than what our sons do. You know, now they're really careful too, but they're a little more out and about, you know, I mean, they don't go into bars and do all that, but they, you know, they eat out, you know, relatively frequently, and they still get together with their friends, and, you know, they cook dinner together with their friends and stuff like that. So everybody treats this thing differently. So it's a real deal. My point to all that is, you know, when you start to say to yourself, yeah, but, you know, the pandemic and this and that, that's a real thing. Okay. I'm not saying that it's not, you know, and I'm definitely not telling you throw caution to the wind and don't worry about it. That's some contrived thing, you know. I mean, I've had friends that have passed away from it. So it's not contrived. So you identify more hours, and then it may take, because of the pandemic, it may take a retraining of how you build the business. Okay? It may take a retraining on how you build the business. And Jonathan and Drew and I had several guest speakers. We did a 6-week series right before Ambition. So again, if you go to topambitleaders.com, click on training and click on the Sunday Night Business Builder call. And go back into mid-July to August time frame. Jonathan, Drew, and I did a series of different focus. I think we did 6 weeks. I think the last Sunday was the Sunday before Ambition. So you can go look on the dates and find those 6 weeks and start with week one and start listening to those calls. If you don't know how to build a business online, and it's just a good general overview of how people build Facebook groups, how people are building the business that are successful in the business. And, you know, part of that is you talk about a group that's active in Florida and successful, and active in Colorado and successful, and, you know, how they're using Facebook to contact people in the market areas, even though they're located in Colorado or wherever. I noticed we had somebody from Oregon on the call when we signed in earlier. And so there's ways to do it, but you might not be familiar with it. Okay. So you can go back and kind of get a feel for that over that 6-week series, a good feel for it. And it'll give you a good starting point. It'll give you some reference materials and some Facebook groups that you can join and so on and so forth. So, you know, things are different in the pandemic. And let me give you another news flash, okay? It's never going to be like it used to be, ever, okay? Do I think we'll go back to doing in-home meetings and trainings? And do I think we'll go back to live ambition? Yeah, I sure do. All that's going to return. But for those people that built the business, you know, through Zooms and through prospecting on Facebook, they're not going to go back to the old way we used to do the business. They may still engage in it somewhat, but the way that the business is being built today by the people that are most successful in building it in the new methodology, they're building it so much smarter with so much less expense. I mean, they don't have the gasoline and the hotel rooms and the mileage on their cars and all that. I mean, they're sitting in front of a computer, and not that they're not meeting somebody at Starbucks every once in a while or having a little small intimate trainings. All that's going on too. I'm not aware of any hotel meetings, but all that is going on. But the amount of money, you know, in a business, you have the top side of the business, which is the revenue, and then you've got the expenses. And goal of any business 101, is have more revenue than expenses. Well, if you can have comparable revenue with less expenses, what happens? You make more profit. And that's the money that you keep. That's the money you get to put on in your kids' college fund, or the money you get to put away for that new car to retire debt with. You know, if you bring in $1,000 and spend a $900 to get the $1,000, you've only got $100 to retire debt with. But if you're bringing in $1,000 and spending $200 to get it, you got $800 to retire debt with. So, you know, it's never going to be the same. For people that are embracing and changing and learning and growing, it's the perfect time to do it. You know, and every day that goes by that you're not doing it, you're not getting on, you know, in with the program and learning the new way to build the business, you know, you're backing up, because at some point, and things have already happened. I kind of remember at the beginning of the pandemic, there wasn't a car on the road. I mean, you could take a cannon and shoot it down some of the roads here that were always packed with cars, and I'd hit a car. I mean, it was just that empty. And I look at it now, and it's about the where it was before. Not quite the commuter traffic in the mornings, but now, you know, we're getting back up again, and you know, it's getting bad again, and we got traffic issues in Austin. So you start to notice those things. You know, I went to the grocery store today, and I mean, you know, people were social distancing and doing the best that they could, but you know, there's not a guy at the door counting the number of people coming into the store anymore like there was in the beginning of the pandemic. So what's happening is, you know, with the herd immunity thing happening, and this is just my personal opinion, and now the vaccine's starting to happen, and you know, they're supposedly going to accelerate the vaccines. I don't know the distribution of them. They're, like anything else, learning things. But, you know, every single day that goes by, more people have that vaccine, and that's a personal choice. Some people aren't going to get the vaccine. But at some point, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. Flu comes every season. You know, COVID-19 is going to come around. You know, it's never going to totally go away. I mean, just kind of the way it is. But things are starting to return back. You know, states are starting to open up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's change going on. And in change, there's uncertainty. And in uncertainty, there's a person freezes. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. So what I'm saying is, take this time to learn how to do Zoom meetings. Take this time, learn how to, you know, get in Facebook groups and befriend people that you don't know, and learn how to work a market. You know, even if you're in a great market, you know, let's say you're in the Valley in Texas, or Dallas, or Houston, or one of the Texas markets, or you're in Pittsburgh or Chicago. You know, it doesn't hurt to diversify your business and not have all your business in Pittsburgh or all your business in Chicago. Well, there's people that are building nationwide businesses, you know, and Ambit's identified a few states that they're going to really get aggressive in because they can be more profitable in them, you know, Maryland, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, a couple others. You know, why wouldn't you want to you're sitting in a state that hasn't been identified yet, and it's got a lot to do with regulation, where they generate electricity, and so on and so forth. But, you know, we're still doing business in New York, but it's not one of their target states and never will be because of the Public Utility or Public Service Commission there and, you know, more of the governmental side of things is just, you know, got everything tied up in knots, okay? So if you're in New York, wouldn't it be great to learn how to build a business without traveling, without going there in Maryland or in Texas or in Pennsylvania or one of these states that, you know, is more profitable and is going to get more focused? Because what I can tell you is at some point, they're going to run state-specific promotions. They're going to say, okay, and this is, I'm totally making this up. This is not something they said, so this is recorded. So I'm going to throw this disclaimer in. Maybe they come up with something like, okay, well, if just like they have in Texas right now, because the Texas customer is more profitable, you need less Texas customers to promote. Well, maybe they say, okay, for the next 30 days, if you get Pennsylvania customers, they're going to be treated as Texas customers. And they run a promotion where you need less Pennsylvania customers because they're more profitable to Ambit and Vistra. You know, and maybe it's only a permanent, a temporary thing, you know, for a month. Well, if you've got a group going in Pennsylvania, you just got a pay increase. You know, you're doing the exact same thing. You're getting money faster for less customers. Thus, you can grow and trigger monies faster, and more money means more excitement. More excitement means more belief, and more belief means more action. Action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. These are all momentum builders. So it's advantageous for you to begin to learn how to work outside of your market. And everybody's doing it because they have to because of the pandemic. So I'm going to reverse back and go back to none of that matters. Is if you believe in your mind that you've only got an hour or two a week to put into Ambit Energy or 3 hours. None of that matters is even if you identify all this time and you don't change your behavior pattern. So, okay, I've identified I could skip, you know, 5 hours of football a week. Well, that's great. Now you got to quit watching football for 5 hours. Okay, that's half of it. And then you got to take those 5 hours and put it in your Ambit Energy business. You know, maybe it's listening to those conference calls of, you know, how to build the business in the new methodology that I mentioned on the business builder calls right before Ambition. You know, you're not going to watch football. You're going to spend, you know, 3 hours. You're going to watch the football game, listening to those first three calls or four calls, or you know, how much that you know it would take you to listen to those calls. You know, so you've got to identify the time, because if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, you're going to keep getting the same result. You've got to identify the time. Step one. Okay, so in order to solve a problem, you've got to recognize you've got a problem. Your problem is time, okay? So, and education to a possibility. So you've got to identify the extra time. Then you've got to take action to make the change. You've got to quit watching the football game in the analogy that I'm using, okay? So you've got to be torn away, even if your team's on the game. You know, hey, boom, I'm not going to watch the football game. I'm going to listen to these calls. I'm going to work Facebook. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay. So you've got to stop the behavior where you found the extra hours. You've got to stop that behavior pattern. You got to quit listening to tape on a book on tape when you're driving home and start making the calls. You got to quit calling your friend and start making the calls. You know, whatever that is, you've got to identify the time. Then you've got to stop the time chewer, the thing that's chewing up the time. Then you've got to take that time and actually work Ambit Energy. And then what you have to do is you have to keep yourself accountable. And I suggest you get an accountability partner, okay? So you sit down, you go through all this exercise, and maybe they're not on this call. You ask them to listen to the recording of this call so they kind of get a feel for it. You work together, maybe two or three of you in your group, social distance, wear the mask, do whatever you're comfortable with, get together, and maybe you spend Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon or, one evening here in relatively near future, working on your individual things and then identifying, hey, this is where we can get the education so that we can learn some things we don't currently learn. You know, we don't currently know. Or you tie the group into a conference call with somebody who's building the business electronically or whatever information you need, okay? So you've got to identify the time, you've got to stop your current behavior, and then you've got to engage in a behavior and ambit energy. Whatever behavior you engage in an ambit energy, the thing that, if you remember our system, you make the written list. From the written list, you want to ask somebody to listen. You're not asking them to join, so there's an invitation to listen. So written list, invitation, and it's an invitation to take a look, okay? It's an invitation to take a look, not an invitation to join. And the only purpose of the invitation is what? Is presentation. And the active enrollment of getting a new consultant into ambit energy can only occur at presentation. So if all you ever do is get a written list, you're not going to make any money. If all you ever do is invite people to look at the presentation and you can't ever get anybody to look at the presentation, you're not going to make any money. So the ability or the opportunity for you to make money happens at presentation. So common sense tells you whatever you need to do, you need to increase the number of people you present to. So whatever I quit watching football for 3 hours, I'm working ambit energy for 3 hours. Whatever you're doing in those 3 hours should be focused, I mean, laser focused on getting people to look at the plan. Show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And of course, the fourth step is validation. So what I wanted to do in this call is I wanted to give you an exercise that's going to take you time. You know, you really should do it day by day. Now, you might do Monday and say, okay, my Mondays are identical to my Wednesdays. But you should do 7 days layout and immediately figure out how many hours that you pull back, okay? And then on the call next week, I want you to tell me how many hours you pulled out of your existing schedule that now, additional hours that you pulled out of your existing schedule and put into your new schedule, okay? I'm going to give out my cell phone number. Y'all can text it to me, and I can read it in the beginning of the call of next week. So I want you to do the exercise, okay? I might only get 4 or 5 numbers. I might get 30 or 40. I don't know. If you guys go to work and have a bunch of people listen to this call, which Norbert Hennessy will put out on all the social media, or you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday night call. It should be up by tomorrow evening. Okay, they usually post it on Monday at some point. Make sure it's posted and then start to send people to it and say, listen to this and get them on the exercise and get them on next Sunday night's call. I'll be on the call again next Sunday night and we'll see how many hours people are able to change. Doesn't mean you've changed them yet, but hey, I identified 12 hours, I identified 3 hours, I identified 14 hours, whatever it is. And then you start to work on those hours that you gave up. The analogy I'm using, the one example I'm using is the football, watching a football game, Monday night football game, which doesn't exist anymore, but quit watching Monday night football game. What are you going to do in ambit in that 3.5 hours on Monday night? And whatever that is should be to show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. So you're not going to show the plan all during those 3 hours, but you're going to make a written list and you're going to invite. You know, you're going to do whatever it is. And then what'll happen is, for most people, they'll get real excited about it, real serious about it. They'll do it for a while, and then all of a sudden they say, this isn't working. You know, I really miss my Dancing with the Stars. I really miss my football. I really miss the poker with the guys. You know, it's cut back from 6 hours to 3 hours of bike ride. Just isn't working for me. You know, I enjoy the bike riding more than the phone work for ambit energy. Well, I guess so. No one said that what you were going to drop was, you know, that this was going to be more exciting. It's going to be more exciting financially. But then the last key to it is you've got to do it over and over and over and over again until this becomes your way of of doing things until this becomes your habit, until you have a transformation from, you know, stinking thinking and being poor to rebuilding your ambient energy business and starting to realize some return. You know, first you can get that $100, then you can get $200, and then, you know, the next week you can get nothing. Next week you can get $300. Next week nothing. Next week $100, you know. But that's a heck of a lot better than going 6 weeks and not getting a penny. So this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, you're going to have to work at it. But I hope that I gave you a framework tonight to take your mission statement, start to apply some goals, but take this exercise relative to your ambient energy business. And while you're rearranging, by the way, saying, you know, I haven't gone to church in years. And, you know, I really do need to get God back into my life. And so I'm going to take Sunday morning and I'm going to add an hour of church. You know, I'm going to watch church on television, or, you know, if you're comfortable, you're going to go to church on Sunday, synagogue on Saturday, whatever it is. So this will, you know, you can do this in all aspects of your life. Rearrange that schedule. See how many hours you free up for ambient energy. We'll get on the call next week. I'll read out what some of them are. I'll give out my cell phone number. You can text it to me and we'll go from there. Now next week, I'm just going to say this. You don't want to miss next week. Okay. It's going to be the 4th. And again, you can go to topambitleaders.com training Sunday night call and listen to the first two Sundays of January to get the first two calls in this series. This is the third call. Next week's the 4th call. So with that, I'm going to open it back up and let everybody say goodnight.